Back now with Day to Day, and here's something that comes up in this internet age. Emails to explain an awkward change in family circumstances. We read and reread a startling example this week at Gawker.com. There's a link to it now at NPR.org. It's the email of the week, maybe of the year. Here's the gist of it. My wife left me. Now, that's an ordinary enough story, but the me here is a Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist, Robert Olin Butler. His now ex is also a writer, Elizabeth Dewberry. Bob Butler writes that his more noted achievements were a problem in the marriage, and he goes on to others in jaw-dropping detail. He sent this email to several graduate students at Florida State University in Tallahassee, where he teaches, because, as he notes, this sort of thing can get wildly distorted pretty quickly. Put your coffee down, he advises his readers, and then he names his wife's lover. And that's where we began when I called Bob Butler yesterday afternoon. I'm trying to imagine reading this email as a graduate student of yours, and it sounds like the story of a relationship you've worked on, and it's developed. It all makes sense. It's just, she's leaving you for Ted Turner.
Well, I know.
It just, I mean, what?
I know, and that's why I wrote the email, because of that residue of what. In the absence of such an email, it would have been, she's after his money, she's that kind of petty, self-righteous reactions, and the kind of vicious assuming of the worst is going on the blog site even now. It's appalling.
But well, this may be part of it, this paragraph in your email. She will not be Ted's only girlfriend.
I know.
Ted is permanently and avowedly non-monogamous, but though he has several girlfriends, it is a very small number, and he does not take them up lightly.
I mean, this is not news. Everyone knew that Ted had many women on his arm, and that
it's not news. But you know,
I know. But the fact is that
you're writing it to your grad students, and they're reading this and thinking, "What?"
That fact of who she's going to be with was already there, and I go on to explain it's the fact that she's not his only girlfriend that makes me worry less for her. Because that means she's going to spend 2 or 3 weeks a month working in isolation as the great artist that she can be. She can be with Ted in the way that he's very above board and honest with people about, and he's very loyal to those women. She's going into that with her eyes wide open.
You say in this email that your own success as a writer and your fame, it complicates the relationship a lot.
I was the Pulitzer Prize in the family, and she wrote a brilliant book called His Lovely Wife about the relationship of women to more powerful men. It's a great novel, and ironically, though it would seem now she's going off to be another lovely de facto spouse, in the world of Ted Turner, when she's introduced to the people that he is associated with, and they say, Elizabeth Dewberry has published, he says she's published 4 novels with major publishing houses. They all go, wow, that's fabulous. We're so impressed. When she got introduced like that with me, people would react, oh, that's nice, and, you know, what are you working on, Bob? And I often called her myself the second best writer in my household, but, you know, I would emphasize her brilliance, and it was legitimate, but she couldn't step out of my shadow, and it was hurting her sense of self-esteem. It was hurting her as an artist.
You have seen, I guess, some reaction to this email already.
Yeah, sadly.
It was up at Gawker.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Been up there less than 24 hours, and already it's getting around.
It's a circle jerk of self-righteousness. I mean, these people are just being vicious to all 3 of us. In ways that is totally dehumanizing.
Here's a sentence that I think is quite important in this email. She and I will remain the best of friends. She also knows about, endorses, and even encourages that I tell this much detail of the story.
I showed her the text of that email before I sent it for her approval, and she was deeply grateful for it.
It's maybe hard to think that, just reading through it, because it is so shocking, so personal.
The personalness of it is public knowledge. I mean, the most personal thing is her unhappy childhood. That is totally public knowledge. She not only writes about it in her novels, She has written about it in nonfiction forms, in essays. She's spoken in public about it. This is not a secret. And look, we're both novelists. We're both artists. The impulse to tell the truth about life and the human condition is deeply ingrained in artists. There is nothing in that email that is not public knowledge in one way or another. But it puts it together in a way so that who Elizabeth is and why she's doing it, there would not be the chance of there being the reflex reaction that she's somehow prostituting herself or going after the money. It's not about money. It's about love. They really care for each other, these two people. And Ted's had a bad childhood, too. I think that they can help each other. And though I loved her, and still do, a great deal, you know, I understand that, you know, if you love someone, your concern is for their happiness. And I really think that she could no longer be happy with me and that she has a legitimate chance to be happy with Ted Turner.
Bob Butler, you are a noted and accomplished storyteller as well as a teacher. As a storyteller, what do you make of this moment?
It's a very complex love story. And as an artist, and Elizabeth's an artist, we know that the simple reflex reactions to things are not the deepest, truest reaction, and it does not necessarily reflect the real humanity beneath the events. And we're always looking to get down to that, and that's what I try to do in the email, and that's what I'm trying to do now. And she is too.
Robert Olin Butler, speaking with us from Florida. Bob Butler, thank you.
My pleasure, Alex.
We also called Elizabeth Dubry. She declined an interview but confirmed they are divorced. She is dating Ted Turner. She said she had read Bob's email but had not approved it. There are inaccuracies in it, she said, but she wouldn't go into detail.